Welcome to episode 77 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Now today we're kicking off Harry Potter Week in honor of the release of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 on Friday to theater near you. Hard to believe that this is the last Harry Potter movie ever to be released. Anyway, this week we will investigate the stories behind all sorts of Harry Potter icons, starting today with the most devious of creatures, the Dementor. Dementors were first introduced in the third book of the Harry Potter series, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. These magical creatures were guards of the wizard prison of Azkaban because, by nature, they sucked the very happiness out of the air. But where did they come from? J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter series, said that they were meant to be a tangible representation of depression. Now, Rowling was knowledgeable on such matters, as she had been diagnosed as clinically depressed as she fleshed out the first few books in the series. She was a recently divorced, single mother with no money and apparently no future. I don't blame her for being depressed. And out of those dark feelings were born the Dementors. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel. The only way to defeat a Dementor is with a Patronus, a sort of magical guardian that is conjured when a wizard concentrates hard on their happiest memory. Now, this was a tool Rowling used to push through her depression. The same way a wizard has to hold on to a positive memory to push back the darkness of a Dementor, so she had to hold on to happy thoughts to fight the darkness of depression. Thanks for tuning in to episode 77 of the Daily Brainwave. Special thanks to my sister Lauren for helping write today's episode and a lot of these episodes this week. If you have any questions about the show or would like to suggest an idea for a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. You can also find me on Twitter as @dailybrainwave, all one word. Make sure you come back tomorrow when we continue our look at the Harry Potter universe by turning our sights on another evil figure, the Dark Wizard Grindelwald.